What put the idea of covering Blue Monday in your head?
Blue Monday. It was just really, it's just, you know, it's always been some stuff that I've always liked, you know, and I brought, when we started the record, I brought a cassette that I had of it that was an actual, like, old cassette from the 80s, you know, that I'd found, and it was really shitty condition, and we went to a used record store in Tahoe, up near where we did our record, up near Lake Tahoe, California, and the cool thing was that I saw a copy of Substance in there, and I'm like, and that has, like, you know, basically everything from New Order, you know, or a lot of it, you know. And so I was like, God, this is, like, blasphemous that this is even in here. So we grabbed it, and we went back to the cabin where we were, or the house, whatever, where we started where we were recording, and it was just pretty obvious that we should do that song. We put it on, and it sounded much better than the cassette that I had been listening to, and we were like, let's just do this song. And I knew it was going to be, everybody was going to freak out because we were doing it, because it's such a popular song. It was the largest 12-inch of all time. So we knew that people were probably going to freak out, but we didn't care. We took the chance. We did it. We like it. Worked out.
Okay. Are you big fans of the 80s?
Oh, totally. I love Richard Butler, Psychedelic Furs, and, you know, I was a big Stiff Bader's fan, Lords of the New Church, and Mission UK, and stuff like that.